Shalom Aleichem. There's a famous book called The Easy Way to Quit Smoking. And the book could be explained in a, like most self-help books can be explained very shortly. And I'd like to say his idea, and we'll see later how we can use it for Avodas Hashem. He says like this. He says that when you smoke, you create a need for nicotine in your system. And you need to take another cigarette to relieve that need that you created for nicotine. After 3 days, the nicotine goes out of your system. And the only reason why you need to smoke after that is because you associate smoking with relaxing. But you're only relaxing, the only thing you relaxed when you smoked is the need that you created from your last cigarette. Meaning, since you smoke, you need a cigarette. And therefore, you need to relax by smoking, but the only thing you're relaxing is the need for a cigarette that you created by your last one. But if you stop smoking, you don't have that need to relax, and doesn't relax anything. It actually increases your heart rate. So only because you've created that need does it relax you, and after it goes out of your system, it's only an association with relaxing. I'd like to get back to the idea at the end to see how we could use that same idea about Avodas Hashem. There are three times we count sevens. Actually four, but we'll talk about three. Three times we count sevens in the Torah. 7 days, 7 weeks, and 7 years. 7 days, and all of them are sevens, and all of them are mitzvah to count. 7 days of the week, Shabbos. 7 weeks, Shavuos. And Shemitah and Yovel, 7 years. 7 days, 7 weeks, and 7 years. So this is Zayin Nekiyim, which also has Shaychis to those. That's also counting of seven, but then we're not going to discuss that. Agav, the second two sevens, 7 years and 7 weeks, are even more related. Because it's seven countings of seven with an apex of 50. Both Shavuos and Shemitah and Yovel have that idea. But I'd like to try to discuss the idea of what the connection of the three countings of seven. 7 days, 7 weeks, and 7 years. The Rambam has Yud Gimel Ikrim, meaning Yud Gimel Yusei De Amuna, that if someone doesn't believe any of them, according to the Rambam, you lose a status of a Yid Lagabi certain halachas. Anyone says them every day, but some people say them by Yud Gimel Animams. Those were written by the Rambam, but they were taken from the Rambam's writings. The Sefer Ikrim, which is also a Rishon, disagreed with the Rambam and held them only Gimel Ikrim. But those Gimel Ikrim Akhail include all the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim. But he holds that if you disagree with the details of the Rambam's Yud Gimel, you're not a Kaifer, unless you disagree with the three Ikrim that he held. Only these three Ikrim. What are the three Ikrim? Hashem, Torah, and Hashkacha. Metzias Hashem, the fact that there's a creator, the Baruch Hashem created the world. Torah, that we have, there's an Asinus Torah and Hashemayim, Asinus HaTorah. And the third is Hashkacha / Schar V'Einish, that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. Those are the three Yesod, the Emunah, and if you don't believe those, you're out. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Alba in Sefer Ikrim, meaning even he disagrees with the Rambam, holds that as long as you believe those three, even if you don't believe the details, the more detailed list of the Rambam's Yud Gimel, you don't become a Kaifer. Those three Yesod Emunah can be found in a lot of places in the Torah. But one of them, they're directly related to the three sevens that we count. These three Yesod Emunah. And without stretching it at all. The first seven is the counting of the days of the week to Shabbos. So that's obviously the idea. Kishesh Yisrael Masa Hashem Masa Shemayim Vasaoretz. That Mitzias Hashem, the Baruch Hashem created the world. The second counting of weeks, Shavuos, that's the second Ikar of Torah. And the third Ikar, which is Shemitah and Yovel, the third counting of 7 years, is Shemitah and Yovel, that's the third Ikar, which is Hashkacha, that we stop working, we leave everything to Ribbono Shel Olam. Those are the three sevens are directly related to the three Ikrim of Yiddishkeit. It relates a lot of things, also Yudke Vavke, Haya is the Hashem created the world, Haiva is the Torah now, Yeah, is Schar V'Einish, Los Elavai. That's one of many ideas of Shavuos. I'm sure you've been learning a lot about Shavuos. I'm sure you're Rebbeim and your own different discussions on Shavuos and trying to work up to the Madrega of Kabbalah Satera that we hope to achieve. But sometimes one asks himself the question, which is that I've done this many times, and it hasn't taken me yet. Meaning, I did shvuos. Meaning, we're always looking for new things to inspire us, right? New ideas. Really, Baruch Hashem made a cycle of events throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. Baruch Hashem, we're not machines, and therefore Baruch Hashem made different things happen. We have Shabbos once a week, Shemoneh Esrei three times a day, Pesach once a year, Shavuos once a year, all different things. Those things are meant to awaken us and change us, and that we shouldn't just go on straight and do everything the same, because that's not the way people are. The Baruch Hashem made a cycle of time in order to inspire us and to awaken us. But sometimes we look and say that it hasn't worked. Why haven't I become a Baal Tshuva? And I don't mean Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva doesn't have to necessarily mean someone who didn't keep the Torah mitzvahs and now does. Baal Tshuva, for Erlich Yid, the big step that a person can take is a person, most people worry about themselves the whole day. And the goal is to become Asech L'Shem Shemayim. They only worry about their Ribono Shel Olam. That's the Tshuva most of us in this room, including myself, have to do. The Baal Tshuva of coming, a person that called Asech L'Shem Shemayim. All I care about is the Ribono Shel Olam. Every decision I make, I don't say what do I want, I say what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. That's the goal of a year. That's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Kol Masech L'Shem Shemayim. That's the Baal Tshuva. Why hasn't, we do all we're supposed to do, why hasn't it happened to us? One of the reasons behind that is because very often we're not trying to fix the cause, we're trying to fix the effect. Someone doesn't come to Shacharis. So what does he say? So I have to get an alarm clock, I have to get the vekar, I have to learn about Halachas Tefillah. That's all true. You have to always work on the effect also. But there's a cause. Why don't I care enough about Shacharis? Why don't I want to come to Shacharis because I want to come to Shacharis? Why don't I have the feeling that I want to come to Shacharis? What's going to change? And that's in every mitzvah. There's an overall cause to me wanting to serve Hashem. Why is that lacking? I think one of the main ideas is that most Erlich HaYidin are lacking, many Erlich HaYidin are lacking in Avas Hashem. You can go through the whole yeshiva system and never hear that there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. I was never taught of such a mitzvah. The time is not only on that I was never taught it, because I never listened to myself. Because they say Shema twice a day at least, v'ahavtas Hashem alekecha, that to love Hashem, and I never resonated with me either. I never said, okay, how am I going to make kind this mitzvah, the raisa of Ahavas Hashem? Why is it so important? Why is that going to change everything? Most of us have a recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam, not a relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. Most of us have a understanding, have a cognitive understanding of Ribono Shel Olam, but not an emotional connection with Ribono Shel Olam. You're supposed to love Hashem. An uncle used to say that love is sometimes is a four-letter word. There's a mitzvah to love Hashem. There's a mitzvah to figure out a way to have an emotional connection with Ribono Shel Olam, to feel Hashem, not just to do because I want to do, not just to understand, not to have an understanding, but to have an emotional connection. Not just a recognition, but a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. My mother used to always say, my mother is an Altamira. She went through Shanghai. See, she used to say that when she was a child, so in Shul on Yom Nairam, everyone's crying. That's where she was. The whole Shul was crying. And it says now when she goes to Shul, she's embarrassed to cry. We spend a lot of time covering our emotions. In Yeshiva, I have Yeshiva in Cleveland, so we have a Kumsitz once a week. So you close the lights by Kumsitz. Why? And we know why? Because people are embarrassed to sing their heart out, as they say, because you're embarrassed to show your emotions. You turn the lights off, it's Badek and Manusa, everything changes. And not some of the lights off, all the lights off. When it's pitch black, Shall show this right in the Shlisha Shtiblach. When it's dark, everything changes. It becomes a different situation because people aren't embarrassed. People are embarrassed to show their emotions, which is a normal thing. There's such an idea by Melech that they're not to show emotions. This is such an idea. It's not abnormal, but it's a chesaron that we feel that it's strange for a yid to show emotion to the Ribono Shel Olam. But most of us don't have the Ahavas Hashem. We have the Yiras Hashem, hopefully. We have the recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam. We don't have that love, the want to do what we're supposed to do. We serve Hashem mitech yira, not mitech ahava. Mitech yira doesn't just mean that because I'm afraid of getting punished. It includes that I want to get reward. That's also called avoid meyira. Avoid meyahava means that I don't do it because I'm not because I want reward or punishment. Avoid meyahava means because I want to do it. That's a whole different relationship. One difference is that one is a give and take relationship, a healthy relationship, and one isn't. If you serve Hashem mitech yira, all you're worried about is one thing: yourself. I don't want to get punished. I want to get rewarded. So I'll do what's right. I know it's right. So, but what am I worried about? It's just myself. It's all about myself. When I serve Hashem mitech ahava, what does that mean? I serve Hashem. Anyone who's been a waiter over here? Oh, we're waiters. What do you do when you're a waiter? You serve Hashem. What do you serve people? Someone orders, say, "Can I have a steak?" And you order. Why do you give him a steak? Because he wants a steak. Right? So Rebbeinu Shlom, Avoida Me'ahava, Tefillah is called Avoida. What does Avoida mean? You serve Hashem your Tefillah. Rebbeinu Shlom is asking, Kaiva Tefillah. And he wants it. And we're supposed to try to have that feeling that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants our Avoida. We're not just giving because we're supposed to. Hashem wants our, it's a give and take relationship. It's a much healthier relationship. Another basic difference between Ahava and Yira is that when you serve Hashem Yitech Yira, there's an idea of an excuses. Someone could say, I speak Lashon Hara because, listen, where I grew up, everyone spoke Lashon Hara. Many of my friends speak Lashon Hara. So I try to be careful, but once in a while, you know, chill out, right? Well, later, chill out, right? So, Agav, I said the word, but it's a chasarn. I'm not relaxed, but chill out. The Goyin says you're supposed to have chesed to other people, midchad min sachesed to other people, and midchadin with yourself. You're supposed to be chilled out with other people. In relation to other people, you're supposed to be relaxed and chilled. You're not supposed to be relaxed with yourself. You're supposed to take everything you do seriously. Everything has consequences. So I go off on another second tangent, which is that, what does yira mean? So yira, there's a mitzvah of yira sa'inish. Now, even when you have yira sa'raimus, also you're supposed to have a mitzvah of yira sa'inish. Even when there's no madreg of yira sa'raimus and not yira sa'inish. It's two mitzvahs in there, it's two baram says both of them. There's yira sa'inish and yira sa'raimus. So what does that mean? You're supposed to walk around waiting to when the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to get you, waiting to be hit by lightning. What does fear mean? Fear paralyzes. Fear doesn't get you going. So what does it mean, yira sa'inish? So I once heard a Mari de Gevart that it's like if you're walking in a dark alley, and you know the guy on the other side, there's someone out to get you, going towards you. And he has a knife. And maybe you have one, maybe you don't, right? So what do you feel at that moment? Besides, forget about the fear. You're alive. If you move your suit this way, it'll make a drop of noise, and that might tip off the guy. Everything you do has consequences. You're alive, you feel, you do nothing, not a drop of movement or anything without intense thought. That's the idea of yira. Yira doesn't mean that I'm fear Rebbeinu Shlom is going to get me. Yira means understanding that everything I do has consequences. That's yira. But back to ahava. Another, we were saying like this, that when you serve Hashem mitech ahava, so then you're not you mitech yira. You could use excuses because listen, I was going to do this and everyone else does it, so Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to punish me that much, and there might be some truth to that. There might be some truth to that. Everyone has to figure out for themselves. But when you're working with Teich Ahava, it doesn't make a difference if there's an excuse or not. Because in Mashal, if someone, his parent, tells him not to do something, and he could get away with it, and he could convince his parents and get an excuse from his parents, or a good friend, the same thing. So you might do it, but the reason why you might not do it is because whether you're excused or not, you've made a breach in the relationship. You've broken the relationship to a certain degree. When you serve Hashem mitech ahava, you don't want to do something, not because of punishment, because then you create the mechitza between you and the Rebbeinu Shlom. And obviously, the main idea of serving ahava is because I want to do it, not because I have to, which is a much greater and much more fulfilling way of serving Rebbeinu Shlom. The reason why it's so important, one of the ways to get to ahava, this is not an easy thing to do. It's really the highest madrig in the world, so it's not going to happen overnight. It takes a long-term plan. But one of the reasons why we need this ahava is like this. When someone's parents don't love them, it usually crushes them. Sometimes they can pick up the pieces, sometimes they can't. But it really breaks people when they feel their parents don't love them, or if they don't, they're not able to express it. Why? And that, I mean, a simplistic answer to it is that because if the person who created me can't love me and can't treasure me, who is? If I'm not treasured to the parents who created me, so I'm not going to be treasured by anybody. The same is by the Ribbono Shel'olam. The Ribbono Shel'olam shoyesh shutfun yesh ba'adam. The Ribbono Shel'olam created us, right? With tzaruf as nothing, as a tipas rucha. The Ribbono Shel'olam made a person. We were something because of the Ribbono Shel'olam. If the feeling that my Creator loves me fills me up, because the metzios that created me, the Ribbono Shel'olam loves me. It's a whole different way of walking in this world. That the Ribbono Shel'olam created me, wants me and loves me. So how do we get to this to some madrega of Ahavas Hashem? So there's no easy answer. You need a long term plan. But one of the mistakes, I think, is, even though the Rambam says it to some degree, but it takes more, which is that people think, okay, well, how do I love Hashem? I have to think Hashem loves me. It's very hard to love something or love someone who doesn't love you. So why do I love Hashem? So why do people usually say, why do I love Hashem? Because He gives me this and He gives me that, right? But how about someone, He gives me food and He gives me yeshiva. But how about a guy who doesn't have food and doesn't have yeshiva and his life stinks? Or he thinks he does. So what do you tell him? Why does Hashem love him? Gashmius. Gashmius comes and goes. Many people don't have any Gashmius or anything good about their Gashmius to say. The only reason why Baruch Hashem gives us Gashmius is for one reason. It's for Ruchnius. Gashmius is not an end goal in itself. The only reason why Baruch Hashem gives us food and family and yeshiva is only in order to create the connection to Baruch Hashem. The way I work on understanding Hashem's love for me is one way. Is feeling that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me the Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave me an opportunity to connect to the Melech Malchei Hamelachim, to connect to the highest thing possible in this world. I have the opportunity to connect to that thing through Torah and Avodah. That is the present that Ribbono Shel Olam gave me v'ahava. And I have a raya. I mean, it's very clear raya. Everyone was telling me to think of it. Before we mentioned the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, which you mentioned twice a day in case anyone didn't know, right? We said mitzvah v'ahavtas Hashem l'kecha. What do we say before that? We express Hashem's love for us, both Ma'ariv and B'Shachris. Before we say the mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem L'kecha, we say, Ahava Rab Avtanu, Hashem, you loved us. And how do we say it? We say, because you gave us the Torah. That's both Ahava Rab in the morning and at night. Ahava Hashem loves us. How do we know? Because He gave us the Torah. He gave us the opportunity to attach ourselves to Him. That is the Ahava that Hashem showed us. And that's what we have to try to feel. Now after we have to treasure the Torah, the Gashmis is also good. But the Gashmis is not an end to itself, it's only in order to be able to serve Hashem. Going back to what we started, I saw someone in the back was saying, we were talking about smoking over here, right? So I'll explain what I was trying to say. So we all know this to be true. I didn't say any chedushim. All I said that there's a mitzvah of Hashem, right? We tell it to ourselves every day. But the question is, if there's a mitzvah of Hashem, we all know it, so why is it so hard? Why can't we become about tshuva? Why can't we become people who all we care about is the Ribbono Shel Olam, that every decision is kol ma'aseh l'shem shamayim? So there's no easy answer. We have fear of change. But one of the reasons is based on the story that we explained from Chacham Gaim Tam and from Alan Carr, which is like this. If a bacha watches a movie, or someone older watches a movie, yeah? So the reason why you say, well, I have to watch, I'm doing well, I'm learning, but I have to watch a movie because I have to chill out, I have to relax. Okay, l'shem shemayim, I have to relax because I need, I'm going to go back to learning, I need to relax. I need a pitul Torah for a few minutes because I need to relax to go back to learning. I need to speak Lashon Hara because I'm used to it. I'll get there, right? All different, that's the basic excuse why you do a lot of things. Because I'm used to them if I need them to relax. But the only reason why you need them to relax is because you've been relaxing with them. The reason why you need a movie to relax you is because you watch movies. You haven't filled the void with something else. Right? You hear shmoozing, but the internet asifa, all these asifas, don't do this, don't do that, right? It doesn't help. You have to have something else to do. Right? To mitzvah Hashem, some of you will end up in Kail, some will end up Rosh Hashiva, some mostly will end up as Koshiva Balabatim, right? And you're going to come home at 5 o'clock at night, after a hard day of work, and you'll eat supper, you'll be nice to your wife, clean up the house, you put the kid to sleep. Now it's 8 o'clock at night. What do you do? So you just sort of schmooze when you're up, not to watch movies and not to watch internet. What do you do? If you don't have Torah that's what you're going to do. Because what else are you going to do? You're going to sit and do nothing? The Rav said, do nothing. Sit on your couch and do nothing. You have to be able to do something else. You have to create a love for something else. Only then can you use that. Okay, instead of doing that, I'll do this. But you have to have the drive to learn Torah. You only watch movies because you've created in yourself that you relax yourself through movies. Therefore, you need to watch a movie. But if you stop watching movies, you won't need to relax yourself through movies, believe it or not. And the same thing as Lashon Hara and Bittul Torah and everything else that we excuse ourselves with our needs, that we can't jump too high, which is true generally. But the idea is that we have to understand the reason why we took our last cigarette, why we relax us. It doesn't really relax us, a cigarette. It relaxes our need for a cigarette, which we created by taking our last one. And if we take away the cigarettes for a few days, we have no need. It's just an association with relaxing. Because you used to relax, you need for a cigarette. But now you have no that need anymore. So too with most averis. We have a fear of leaving go in averis. Because we need them. That's part of us. Okay, what's going to happen if you stop doing? What do we do? So obviously you have to have something else to do. But then the idea is that you understand that you only need them because you're used to doing them. And if you get rid of them, you actually won't need them. If a person lives with a Havas Hashem, it's a different type of life. It's not a life of stress. There's no, I mean, obviously, there's no high madrega. This is a goal. It's not a life of what I have to do. It's a fulfilling life. Every moment is enjoyable. No matter what happens, it's geschmack. It's not something that you can describe. It's the feeling that we have a Matzim Kippur. Every Elachayid has a feeling Matzim Kippur. You feel geschmack, right? You feel like you took a shower. Why? Because you feel a connection to Ribbono Shel'olam. You feel Hashem there. But as the year goes by, and you sort of put up a mechitza between you and Ribbono Shel'olam as the year goes by. And we can by having a Havas Hashem, it creates in us a whole different type of drive, and a whole different geshmak. So I hope I awakened some ideas. And if Kabbalah Satayra is not only in Echos, it's in Kamos. It's not only in quantity, it's in quality, which means that Shlomo HaMelech made a siman Torah when he got Chochmah. Well, he didn't learn Torah all again, but he understood the whole Torah in a whole different level. So to Kabbalah Satayra, if you make an effort to change your midas of connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, even though you didn't learn the whole Torah, but it changes everything within you, that's a whole new Kabbalah Satayra. You try to do that, you should be zeicha to a new Kabbalah Satayra. Oh, one second. So I'm supposed to advertise now. I have a yeshiva in Cleveland for Bachram who are learning most of the day and either going to work or going to school in the afternoon. It's an enjoyable yeshiva, and we get well taken care of. If anyone wants to talk to me about it, welcome.